The primary campaign between Republican challenger Joe Miller and incumbent Lisa Murkowski for a place on the Republican ticket this fall is heating up, with allegations of smear tactics coming from the Miller camp. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
On Monday, Miller campaign manager Paul Bauer Jr. charged Murkowski supporters with using, quote, confidential personnel file information from Miller's former employer, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, in an attempt to discredit Miller. Bauer specifically targeted Republican blogger Andrew Halcrow as the culprit, spreading rumors that Miller had been fired by the borough.
From the day Andrew Halcrow publicized on his blog in early June that Joe Miller was fired from his job as an attorney for the borough, U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller has been assaulted with lies and innuendo on social network sites, blogs, and radio talk shows.
According to Bauer, so many questions from the media regarding Miller's departure from the borough have flooded in that a week ago, Miller asked the borough to release him from the attorney-client privilege so that he could address the questions. Bauer said Miller worked only part-time for the borough and had resigned with the option of rehire. Bauer said whoever leaked information regarding Miller's borough record acted illegally. Sally Stuvek, human resources director for the borough and acting public information officer, says the borough cannot provide any information on Miller's termination without permission from Miller.
Because we don't have a signed release from Mr. Miller allowing us to provide that information. So we did yesterday released our records that we believed were able to be released under the Public Records Act.
Miller worked for the borough for 7 years. Emails to Andrew Halcrow were not returned. Bauer said the Miller campaign wants an investigation and it wants a face-to-face debate with Murkowski in Anchorage before the August 24th primary. I'm Ellen Lockyer.